Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And of course, Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of totality. Before we get to our next issue here, and not even an issue, it's more good news, it's more winning. Another annoying and hateful liberal has been fired from a TV show. That TV show no longer exists. And I've got the audio of that person who was fired, this Trump hater. And I think you're going to think to yourself, karma is a bitch. That is coming up next. But first, I want to talk with you about one of my favorite human beings other than my wife, and that's Serena Heckathorn. And let me tell you, it's pretty neck and neck. just kidding. Serena Heckathorn is gold. I think the world of Serena. She is my health insurance agent, full disclosure, health insurance agent. And we've had our health insurance through Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Insurance Agency for a long time. And she is also one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I've got the best clients in the world, by the way. I really do. Very serious business people, very serious commitment to the Valley. Long-term thinking, long-term commitment. These are just, God, I've got the best clients in the world. And it's an honor for me to do a personal endorsement because I interact with these people. I do business with these people. And I'm thrilled to share this information with you. I really am. Oh, by the way, a shout out to Alex Coogan. Alex Coogan. Well, Eden's no longer there, but he's got this business. He's got all sorts of business. He does all sorts of things. But Alex Coogan, I know a lot of my listeners know Alex.
My show had value.
Shut up! Quiet! Hold on. I hit the wrong button. Just a minute. I screwed up again. God, I'm so pathetic. Anyway, Alex Coogan. I know a lot of my listeners know Alex and love Alex. Well, they know Alex. Nobody loves him except me. In any event, big shout out to Alex Coogan. If you see Alex Coogan today, tell him Dimitri gave you a huge shout out. We don't know why, but it had to be something important for Dimitri to mention Alex Coogan. And so please say hello to Alex Coogan from Dimitri. Please spread the word if you would. I would appreciate it greatly. Do me a solid. I love talking as if I have some idea what I'm talking about. In any event, all right, back to Serena. Serena Heckathorn is gold. All right, Health Markets Insurance Agency. She's got a new office in St. C. Michaela is there. Michaela's wonderful. She's expecting, by the way. Michaela is expecting, and she and her husband have not yet rejected the name Dimitri, or little Dimitri, for the baby that is coming. There's no official rejection yet, so there's, you know, I got a chance. In any event, it's 50966 National Road in St. C, near the West Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza, right up from that blue bank, right in that little shopping area there. It's Health Markets Insurance Agency. Serena's the best, honest to God, and her people are just absolutely lovely. They're wonderful. Olivia was there yesterday. I think it was yesterday. In any event, so they're lovely people. They're terrific people. Call her right now, 740-650-5218. That's 740-650-5218. Or drop in and say, hey, Dimitri sent me, and I hear that Serena Heckathorn is gold. You can also go to her Steubenville office on Sunset Boulevard Health Market, Sunset Boulevard next to the KFC in Steubenville. Tell Serena about your health insurance needs, and she and her staff will take very good care of you because Serena Heckathorn is honest to God. Gold. She is just gold. All right, next. The winning just keeps on coming. One of the most hateful people on cable news, on the cable news channels, is this woman named Joy Reid. Her real name should be Joyless Reid, who I believe is mentally ill. She's got Trump derangement syndrome so bad, and I am not joking when I say this. I know people in my life who have Trump derangement syndrome, and it is so bad for some of these people, I really question their mental health.
I am not exaggerating. I am not joking. Some of these people, I mean, they really drank the Kool-Aid to a degree that is actually frightening, because it's like, dude, you're not completely sane here. Joy Reid, Joyless Reid, is one of those people. And she had a show on MSNBC where it was just conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory. Trump is bad. Trump is horrible. Anyone connected with Trump? I mean, it's just, it was almost a caricature of Trump derangement syndrome. And it just was just jaw-dropping insane. And of course, her ratings were terrible, but that's okay because MSNBC is owned by NBC. NBC is owned by Comcast. Xfinity, your cable company, owns all of this stuff. They all hate Trump. It's all the same thing. Comcast, Xfinity owns NBC, MSNBC. It's all the same thing. They hate Trump. They hate who Trump supporters are. In other words, they hate you. That's Comcast, what you're looking at. So MSNBC, Joy Reid. Her ratings finally were so bad, and the election was such a clear indictment of the stupidity and everything connected with the left regarding Trump, that they finally got rid of her. They finally got rid of her. And I thought you might like to hear what she had to say about this. You talk about winning. The winning is every day now. With Donald Trump as president, every day is winning. Here's another one.
My show had value, and that, I'm sorry, that that what I was doing had value. And in the end, I'm sorry, I try not to cry on TV. And I say, this is kind of like me on TV, so I apologize. And then it mattered. I see Karen is there, and she's been texting me as well. And so what I will just say is that in the end, thank you. Where I land is that the moment that of guilt that I felt that I went hard on so many issues, whether it was the Black Lives Matter issues of a young baby or a mom or a dad that was killed, or when we opened up people's eyes to the fact that Asian Americans were being targeted and not just Black folks, that, or went hard for immigrants who've done nothing but come to this country like my parents did and try to make a life and defended them. Or whether we've talked about what the president is doing that is subversive to the Constitution, that is injurious to our liberty, you know, defending books that people find inconvenient, you know, that Nicole Hannah Jones put into our spirit that we need to understand 1619 as the real founding of this country, whether it's talking about any of these issues, and yes, whether it's talking about Gaza, and the fact that we as the American people have a right to object, to have a right to object to little babies being bombed. And where I come down on that is I'm not sorry. I am not sorry that I stood up for those things, because those things are of God. And you know, I'm a church girl too. And those are the things that I was taught were of God. And so I'm not sorry. I'm just proud of my show.
Learn to code. Learn to code. That's what you kept telling us, right? Learn to code. Joy Reid, learn to code. Be saying that a lot these days, let me tell you. They had no problem with us being unemployed, no problem with us losing our jobs, losing our careers. Just learn to code. That's all you got to do. Everything will be fine. So now we can pretty much say the same to them, because karma's a bitch. And for Joy Reid, it's just learn to code. That's what you told the coal miners when you tried to destroy their careers with your stupid green energy crap that doesn't work. You told the coal miners, you told the other people involved in the energy industry, the frackers, the pipeliners, you know, learn to code. There's the answer. Learn to code. All right. Joy Reid, why don't you learn to code? Show us how it's done, Joy Reid. You hateful bitch. God, it's just a wretched human being. Just a wretched human being. All right. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days, excuse me, you get 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. And talking about winning, every day we are winning. It's now winning on steroids. This is Carolyn Leavitt, I think is her name. She is the new spokesperson for the Trump administration. And man, is she good. Oh, my God, is she good. And when I talk with you about the dying old media, nobody cares about them anymore. They're useless. The two local TV stations are a joke. The newspapers that are just so failing, billionaire Bob's newspaper, billionaire inherited the money, of course. And I tell you, it's not just here in the Valley that the old media is dying. The old corporate media is dying. Thank God for locally owned talk radio. We have a local owner, Mr. Deep Pockets, and yes, he can be annoying, and you know, I could go on and on about that. In fact, I'd love to go on and on about that. But the one thing that he is very good about, well, actually, several things, one of which is that we can tell you the truth. And that pretty much trumps everything else. It really does. It trumps everything else. Thank God that I have access to this, and I can tell you exactly what's going on as I see it. And then you decide for yourself. So when I tell you that, Dimitri, I'm all you've got, you need to download the River Network app. I'm serious. I played the whole Vivek Ramaswamy speech regarding him announcing that he's running for governor of, well, not the whole speech, but 2 minutes of it. It's pretty good. That the Donald Trump is giving him his complete and total endorsement. Media wouldn't tell you that here. They'll bury it if they mention it at all. Because they hate you. They just hate you. That's all. They hate Trump. They hate you. That's why they're dying. It's terrible. But it's also nationally. And this is how the old media, these are just dinosaurs. The old legacy corporate media is just going away. And it's a glorious, wonderful, wonderful thing to behold. Here's another example of that.
As you all know, for decades, a group of D.C.-based journalists, the White House Correspondents Association, has long dictated which journalists get to ask questions of the President of the United States in these most intimate spaces. Not anymore. I am proud to announce that we are going to give the power back to the people who read your papers, who watch your television shows, and who listen to your radio stations. Moving forward, the White House press pool...
The most important part so far was radio stations. Just wanted to highlight that.
Will be determined by the White House press team. Legacy outlets who have participated in the press pool for decades will still be allowed to join, fear not. But we will also be offering the privilege to well-deserving outlets who have never been allowed to share in this awesome responsibility. Just like we added a new media seat in this briefing room, legacy media outlets who have been here for years will still participate in the pool, but new voices are going to be welcomed in as well. As part of these changes, we will continue the rotation amongst the five major television networks to ensure the president's remarks are heard far and wide around this world. We will add additional streaming services, which reach different audiences than traditional cable and broadcast. This is the ever-changing landscape of the media in the United States today. We will continue to rotate a print pooler who has the great responsibility of quickly transcribing the president's remarks and disseminating them to the rest of the world. And we will add outlets to the print pool rotation who have long been denied the privilege to partake in this experience but are committed to covering this White House beat. We will continue to rotate a radio pooler and add other...
Radio pooler!
Radio hosts who have been denied access, especially local radio hosts who serve as the heartbeat of our country.
See if we can hear some of that again.
Take in this experience, but are committed to covering this White House beat. We will continue to rotate a radio pooler and add other radio hosts who have been denied access, especially local radio hosts who serve as the heartbeat of our country.
Let me hear that one more time.
To covering this White House beat. We will continue to rotate a radio pooler and add other radio hosts who have been denied access, especially local radio hosts who serve as the heartbeat of our country. And we will add additional outlets and reporters who are well-suited to cover the news of the day and ask substantive questions of the President of the United States, depending on the news he is making on that given day.
I wonder if they're talking about me. I get the sense they might be. I just have that feeling. Radio. Radio hosts. It's all happening right here, I'm telling you. You heard it? This is the spokesperson for the Trump White House. This Caroline Leavitt, or whatever the hell her name is. She's actually very good. I guess I should learn her name at some point, especially since now she's going to have radio talk show hosts involved. Maybe that could be me. Maybe I could be part of the White House press pool. I mean, they're really paying attention to us because you're paying attention to us. This is winning on steroids.